I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1088, The Main Thing. Keep the main thing, right? Well, God didn't leave us hanging on what that is. In fact, the first of the Big Ten is pretty clear. You shall have no other gods before me. Let's just start right there. This podcast, T2G, is about the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others, because they sum up that commandment and all the other nine and all the other hundreds the Jews added on to that. So this is day 10 of our 10 values to lean into and live out of series on the podcast. We've already looked at gratitude, simplicity, intention, order, generosity, relationship, reflection, presence, balance, and finally today, priority. The priority of our lives is to love the Lord with our lives. And the Lord of our life is not just what we say, but it's how we live. So what is, or who is, most important to us? Our time, our money, our thoughts, and our lives will automatically reflect the truth that's there. And it's all over the place in Scripture, not just the first of the Ten Commandments. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Seek first the kingdom of God. I set the Lord always before me. Set your mind on things above, and on and on and on it goes. Well, what's that look like, though? There have been cute sayings that have tried to direct us and define it for us. For example, joy, J-O-Y, Jesus, others, self. Or God first, other second, I am third. And I know what they're trying to say, but I think there's a better way. Because it's really about God, his will and his way, holding the highest place in our lives in the ways that we love others and love ourselves. Pastor Adrian Rogers said, "The scourge of the 21st century is half-hearted Christianity. Half-hearted Christianity will not do it. It never could. But surely not in these times. Are you seeking for Christ with all your heart? Is there anything in your life that you love more than the Lord Jesus Christ? If so, then my friend, that thing, whatever, whoever it is, has become an idol in your life. Realize that. What steps can you take today to remove it from the throne and put Jesus back in his proper place in your life?" Well, maybe I've got some suggestions. So without being legalistic about it, we can keep the main thing when we give God the very first part of our day. When you wake up, give God the first day of the week. Be in worship with the family of God. It's time to stop using COVID as an excuse to not be in church. Third, give God the first conversation in every conversation and the first conversation in every decision. Give God the first of your income. Give God the first of your heart, not just for salvation one time, but the desires of your heart moment by moment. Relevant Magazine is helpful for us. As Christians, we know that at the head level, God should take first priority in our lives. He comes first and everything else is secondary. And even thinking of Christ as priority doesn't come close to the reality that he is king over every detail of our lives. Yet how often is he our waking thought in the morning? How often do we reach for our phones instead? The virtual world is alluring. It claims to offer everything, pleasure, entertainment, education, socialization, and even spiritual growth. At some point, though, we enter into information overload. Everyone's trying, begging, fighting, or pleading to get just 10 seconds of our attention, promising a valuable product, service, or information in return. Yet while each of these input channels fights for our attention in our overworked brains, so does God. But unlike them, God doesn't remind us of his presence with an ad or a convenient notification. He's always there for us, but we have to decide to come to him. More often, we expect God to mold into our lives and schedules. It's no longer us who needs to adapt to his ways. It's him who needs to adapt to ours, we think. The truth is, the virtual world would do just fine without you. But would you do just fine without God? There will always be one more snippet of information to absorb online. But are there really harsh consequences for missing those updates? God is not a backup plan. He's the plan itself. And as we slowly change our lives and habits to recognize this, we will slowly reshape our priorities and recharge our faith. Ouch. Here's the great question. In what ways does your life show the priority of God for you? Let's pray. You are Lord, Lord. May our lives, not just our lips, reflect that truth. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1089. And in the meantime, I hope these last 10 episodes have been helpful and practical to you. The goal here, as always, is to help us live and love more like Jesus. And to do that, we have to be sure we keep the main thing,